Hi. Welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki. And if you've been here before, welcome back. It never gets old. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have. Reading emails sent directly or anonymously sent to me, together we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from that newscaster, the one you see on your TV. She secretly likes to go to public bathrooms, you know, the ones that are just outside the waiting area, and masturbate so people can hear her. I could be reading from that good Christian couple down the street. You know the one. They secretly like to sneak out every third Saturday to have a gangbang any way they want. I could be reading from the man that you saw at the grocery store this weekend. He may be married, but secretly, when he's out of town, goes to the adult bookstore. And behind the scenes, he joins other men masturbating while they watch straight porn. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic confessions, fantasies, or anything else, feel free to say hello and send them to Nikki at nikky@dearnikki.com or anonymously through the website at dearnikki.com under the Confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession or a question or anything else, you certify the following are true. You're the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older and legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. So if you're not a subscriber, you would have missed this story on Friday. So after I get done with work, I sometimes detox, and I was actually going into my bedroom for a minute just to find something I forget, and I hear the undeniable sounds of a bed. So I listen for a few minutes, then I text my best friend, and this is exactly our conversation, okay? So I said, is it being a bad neighbor if someone leaves an upstairs neighbor or some WD-40 for their squeaky bed when they have sex, asking for a friend? I said, I mean, really, the rhythm was decent, just good and steady. I said, you could tap your foot to it. And literally, as I was listening to them fuck, because all you could hear was the bed, not any moans or anything. It was like completely, perfectly quiet. So I wondered if they were part British. And then there's a side note to the story in a second that happened on Sunday that my subscribers will get to know along with you. I got to thinking of the beginning of Back in Black by AC/DC. And then I got to thinking as they kept fucking, well, she definitely does, or he, one of them has rhythm. So we'd have to change that song too, depending on who has rhythm. It was either her writing him or him, you know, fucking her, one of the two. Somebody had rhythm, decent, steady rhythm. So she, back to our texting, she went, oh my God. I said, I mean, they were faster than 40 beats per minute, but slower than 200 beats per minute. So, and it was very true. You could set your foot to tapping to them, but they were so much faster than 40 beats per minute because, you know, I don't know. I didn't have one of those tick, tick thingies. I still think it's a metronome and I didn't look it up, but I'm not going to stop just to look it up. Fast forward to yesterday, which was Sunday for me. And I'm leaving my apartment and I'm going to do a few errands with my bestie and hang out, right? Or maybe, no, it was Saturday. Hang on. Yes. No, it was Sunday. Okay. So I fast forward again and I meet a gentleman because I still haven't met everybody in my building yet. And he introduces himself and I say hello and he says hello and I, you know, tell him my name, real name. And he's like, oh, you're the lady that lives below me. And I was like, yes, my dog and I, Zeppelin, live below you. And he said, my name is, and introduced himself, and my fiance and I live above you. And in that split second, I have no fucking clue what the man said because all I could hear was the steady rhythm of his bed. I literally was looking at him like, yeah. you guys can, I could really tap to your fucking. That's all I literally could think of was, yep, I had a good, steady, good, just, you know, just with my foot, just tapping it. I really almost caught myself tapping my foot. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The lives of my, is of course, if you've been here long enough, you know what squirrel brain I have or sense of humor, but there we go. That was my, it wasn't, I couldn't masturbate to it. It wasn't even masturbatable because one, it was too slow for me. And two, it was just the bed. There was nothing. It was like either my walls are that good, which they can't be because I can hear the bed, or two, they're not vocal, which is boring as fuck. Just saying, watch, they're one of my listeners and they're going to, you know, they'll remember now because he'll, at least he will. And then he'll come down and go, oh, you were talking about me. That would be my luck. And if it happens, I'll let you guys know. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax. Let's have some whiskey, although I'm drinking some wine tonight, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Hi, Nikki. I just heard your latest episode about the dating apps. Well, I've used them quite a bit until something not fun happened. I had a dating app and met four different guys, of which I still talk to two of them. One was a one-night stand, and the other two I see once in a blue moon. The fourth and the last from the dating app was horrible. I walked into his house, which he was renting a room, and that was kind of scary in itself. We made out, and, well, I love giving oral. So I got down on my knees and began blowing him. As he was hard in my mouth, he began slapping me, soft at first, but then he gave me two really hard slaps in my face. That shit hurt. I got up right away and told him I had to leave, and he was trying to hold me back. I told him if he didn't let me go, I would yell, and that's when he let me out. I didn't report it because, well, I didn't want to escalate it, because it was very scary, and ever since then, I stopped using apps. Now I have a few friends and coworkers I play with to keep it safe. Now, the story I decided to write about my Instagram DM hookup. Hubby would sometimes ask what would be the youngest I would do. I'd always say 30. Never thought I'd be in the position I'm in now. I've been seeing this guy since October 2022. He is now 22. Yeah, I know, super young, and sometimes I sit and think about the 20-year age gap and feel weird about it. But then I think about his gorgeous long dick, how young he is making me feel, and how I forget about his age. I always loved giving blowjobs and enjoying going deep. But since then, I've learned to go deep due to his size. I've swallowed plenty of times before, but this young man's cum tastes so damn good. We usually have sex in my car, a midsize SUV after work. Since I work the night shift, the streets are nice and lonely. Last night, I pulled up to his house as he was already waiting outside. He got in the back seat and I drove off to our spot. I jumped back there as he was already hard. I began giving him a blowjob, deep throating instantly. Fuck, that gets me so wet. He told me to stop because he's already wanted to feel my pussy. I got naked and he got on top and gave me to me so, oh, so good. Told him I was tired and to please make it quick. I don't know why, but he took forever to come. He fucked me so good. He hit something inside me that hurts, but it gives me so much pleasure. He came in me, and then I gave him a blowjob to clean him up. Thanks, Ray's hot wife. P.S. I hope you feel better. Ray would really love to be on your podcast as you read the story, but I'm a bit shy actually talking about these things. Well, hello, Ray's hot wife. I'm in the works with something and I don't really have anything. I'm not a very good tease, although somebody would actually have no two somebodies that would completely disagree. So I'm just going to leave that there. I do have something in the works. So I would absolutely love to find a way to have you both on. And I did, in not a really interview, it was more like a conversation with someone that wanted to stay anonymous. And we were able to shoot her from, or I allowed her to, you know, I'll be on cam from shoulders down. And that's the way her and I had a conversation. It still have never aired, and I don't know why. However, so I was on. So if you want to join in, maybe we can do it that way. And you feel a little bit liberated, a little more at ease. I'll find a way to do it, and maybe we can talk about it. Have you and Ray send me an email, and maybe we can work something out where maybe you would feel comfortable. And we'll go from there. How about that? Okay. So, side note over. I am feeling better. I still have that cough, but it's getting there. So I will take my couple days or whatever, right? I've never been interested in a younger man either. It doesn't do anything for me. It never has done anything for me. And even when I was younger, I was always attracted to older men. And no, it has nothing to do with a daddy complex. It never has. I never saw these gentlemen as my daddy. I had a dad. I didn't need anybody else to boss me the hell around or tell me what to do. In the bedroom, I liked to told what to do, but you know, that's neither here nor there. But younger, I start doing the math too, and I think it's because it's very hard for me until a recent somebody in the past and that I still talk to that they're younger. And when I mean younger, they're just barely younger. I think they're 2 years, maybe 2.5 younger than me. And it still bothers me. To me, that even feels like a 20-year age gap. But it's funny because for me, 20 years age older doesn't bother me. And do the math, I'm 45, going to be 46 in September. So do the math. It doesn't bother me. It never has. And I don't know if it's I'm just an old soul. I have no idea. But I am very sexually and always have been sexually attracted to older men. So even my age and even 5 years older than me still felt too young. You really, for me, had to be completely interested. Either had to be something unique that caught me off guard and I was interested in you to be around my age, or, you know, as soon as I found out someone who was younger, and I can honestly say I've dated two people that were younger in my entire life, and they didn't last. They're not in my life anymore. I don't even know where one is now. And the other one's the mama's boy I've referred to every now and then here. So there's that, right? So I think it would have to be somehow, like I told somebody at one of the meet and greets, I was talking to her husband and she's in the same boat I am. So I understood what she was saying. So I told him, why don't you, they lived in a college town. So I think I've told this story before. I said, why don't you interview him? You know, because there are students, college students that are younger, but just like women that are older or younger in this case. I said, if she's going to fuck them, is she really interested in carding them? And of course she's sitting right there and she's blushing like, oh my God, you're really giving him this idea. And he really was taking notes. And I said, so she's not carding him and they look, you know, a little older because he's always wanted her to fuck a younger man. So that's the idea I gave him. But in your case, I understand it, though. And I also understand when a dick hits you in that just the right spot and makes you come so hard. It's like you don't care about their age and personality. So here I am talking myself into possibly a younger guy. Yeah, don't message me, email me or nothing because it's not going to happen. But I can see if I didn't know his age, I can see I'm talking myself into it. I could see me maybe going back for seconds. You probably would still have to hide your age from me, though, especially if we're just fucking, you know, that as long as we're not meeting for dinner or anything else. But my luck, this is what happened, that I would go to someone's housewarming party where I had nothing sexual to do. And they're like, hey, here's our son home from college. Have you met Ben? And Ben just turned 19. That would be my luck. What do you guys think? And I'd love to hear from you, Wet Ray and Wife Ray. Dear Nikki, I never got the full college experience because I joined the military right after high school. Even though I initially missed out on all those college parties with girls doing their best to make their parents proud, I would say that my time in the military was equally good, if not better. Sometimes people got passed around the barracks like the plague, but the experience I'm detailing this time came a few years into my service time. I was stationed in South Korea, and I was posted to a really small base, which was located in a pretty remote area. Those of us that were stationed there spent a lot of time together and drank together almost every night. This assignment was considered to be a hardship door back then, so you didn't bring spouses or any family with you for that whole year, and they had to stay back home. This usually caused problems with families because for that year, you were isolated and living in close proximity to people in the same situation as you. Plus, there was lots of alcohol, and you also had access to local girls living off the base. What I'm saying is that there's more than enough opportunity to get yourself into trouble. I had a pretty serious girlfriend back home when I left, but over the first few months, that relationship had become pretty strained. We didn't have FaceTime, Skype, Zoom, or anything like that to help us, and our communication really suffered. We had access to email and phone cards that I could purchase minutes to call home. It was difficult, and I don't know how any relationship survived. I knew mine wasn't going to survive, and so did my girlfriend, so I stopped caring at some point. I'd been spending time with a few guy friends that were in the military with me, living off the same floor in the barracks. There was this girl that lived on the floor above us that worked in a different unit, but since it was a small base, we all lived in the same building. She spent a lot of time hanging out with us and drinking with us. She was really cool. Cute, not a model by any sense, but hey, most of us aren't. We used to say that she was Korean 8. That meant back home she was probably a 6, but that number went up the longer you were away from the homeland. The girls in the military had it pretty good there, so as far as choices went, they had their choice of almost any guy because they were probably 5 guys to every 1 girl stationed there. You'd see the military girls walking around with 4 guys tagging along behind her holding her bags. It was pathetic at times, pretty funny all around. However, the girl hanging with us was actually really cool, and we all enjoyed hanging out with her. She had the same sense of humor we had, liked dirty jokes, and would join in the back and forth banter with me and my friends. She would also be that one that would do a lot of the cooking in the barracks, which made her pretty popular with all of us. My girl back home knew of her, not liking that I was hanging out with her, thinking that because she was a girl that I wanted to fuck her. I denied that, even though it was true. One night, we were drinking in a room, shared with one roommate, with about 8 of us. The topic, porn, came up, and my roommate decided to put some on in our TV, and all of us drunks would narrate and comment on it. I found myself next to the girl and talking about it with her. There was a gangbang scene where the girl was getting loudly fuck-faced and having many loads dropped on her face by all the guys. I remember the gagging noise during the fuck-face and the girl telling me how hot it was, which got my attention immediately. I knew that she was cool, but this made her immensely cooler and bumped her up to Korean 9. The weekend was New Year's Eve, and we'd been given a pass to leave the base and have a fun time. My friends and I took the bus to Seoul and booked a hotel that we had often were in the weekends. My roommate and I booked one room, and another guy shared a room with that girl that had been hanging with us. We'd been trying to hook them up, and she'd been interested at first, and so had he, but we quickly realized they were not compatible. He was a bit too odd for her. The first night there was 30th of December. We went out and had a great time. That night, her and I were doing a lot of flirting, talking about fantasies we had and etc. I told her that I wanted to be in a threesome where the girl we had 2 guys fucking her. My roommate joined in on this conversation, the 3 of us talking about this threesome at a bar that night. As we were talking next to the bar, I casually said something to her along the lines of, "I sometimes wish I was single," something like that. She responded with, "If you were single, I'd be all over you." I think in my mind, I went from my relationship back home from being complicated to relationship over, I'm single, in seconds. We kept flirting and the banter the rest of the night, went to bed in our own hotel rooms. The next day, we pretty much partied all day and night. It was now New Year's Eve, so we had a reason to party all day. I told my roommate that if he saw anything between me and this girl, that he should make like a tree and get the fuck out of here. Side note, name that movie, Nikki. Throughout the night, we had been flirting and had our hands on each other. I knew where it was heading. She told me how much she liked giving head. She said she wanted to know how big my dick was, etc. I also told my friend that if she were interested in a threesome, I wanted him to stick around, which he easily agreed to. The three of us go back to our hotel room. Curfew was 1 a.m. back then, and the mix of alcohol and OJ to keep drinking. She and I were laying on the bed, hands on each other, and she leans into me and starts kissing me. I kiss her back. My hands are up her shirt so fast. It was getting hot and heavy quickly. I'm no longer paying attention to my friend at all, and he takes that as his cue to leave. He went to the hotel room across the hallway, where our other friend was sleeping, from my room and went to sleep there. Within a minute, she has my pants unzipped and cock in her hand, stroking me. She started sucking on my cock, and oh my God, she was a pro at it. She wasn't kidding. When we were watching porn, she loved to suck cock, and she was making sure to be sloppy and loud when doing it. I laid her on the bed and removed my pants and boxers completely and straddled her face. I wanted to treat her like the slut from the porn we had watched. I shoved my cock into her mouth and fucked it like it was her pussy, making her gag on it. She grabbed my ass and pulled me towards her, forcing my cock deeper into her throat until she gagged and I had to move her head away, which left behind a trail of saliva mixed with brie cum. I was so turned on at this point, I turned her over and put her into what I now know is called prone bone position. I shoved my cock into her soaked pussy and began fucking her hard. I had her pinned down, all of my body weight on her, and my face right next to hers. She was moaning in an absolute ecstasy with each thrust. I was telling her that she was such a good slut and how good she felt on my cock. I asked her how much she loved cock and asked her if she was loved being a slut, which she told me, "I'm such a dirty girl and I love cock." Even though I was absolutely enjoying my time alone with her, I still wanted to see how far this would go. As I was fucking her, I asked if she wanted to be stuffed with cock, which she said yes. I told her that if she wanted, I'll go to the other room and get my roommate and bring him back. She told me, "If you want to," which I did. I pulled out, stood up, looking at her. I told her that if she was serious, I would do that now. But if she didn't want to, I would be happy to keep doing what we were doing now. She sat up and told me to go get him. I quickly threw on my jeans and walked out of the room across the hall. The hotel rooms in this place didn't have those auto-locking doors like we do now. So the room was unlocked. I walked in and woke my friend up. He looked up at me and I told him to follow me to the other room, which he smiled and jumped out of bed. My buddy and I entered the room. Clothes were all over the floor and the bed was a disaster. So my roommate saw what had been going down. The girl had gone to the bathroom, so she wasn't in there as we walked in. She walks out of the bathroom and walks over to me by the bed. It was probably only seconds, but it felt like a few minutes of awkwardness, where I thought that maybe I'd pushed it too far, and maybe I shouldn't have brought my roommate into what I had been an amazing night with her. But she laid down on the bed without saying a word. I decided to go for it then. I quickly removed my pants and went to the bed, put my cock right into her mouth. For that quick minute, I was the only one with no clothes on, as she started sucking my dick again, with my friend standing next to the bed watching with shock on his face. He walked up to the bed, unbuttoned her pants, and slid them off. He dove down and started licking her pussy as I was fucking her mouth. I remember laughing in my head because my roommate was eating her out after I'd already been fucking her. He probably realized that quickly, but he didn't stop licking her. I could hear her breathing pick up as he licked her, and she started to come really loud, thrusting her hips up and down, my cock still in her mouth. My roommate took his pants off and slid his cock in her pussy and started fucking her. My buddy didn't last very long. Within minutes, he pulled out and shot a load, covering her stomach. He sat back, leaned forward off the bed, and grabbed a bath towel from the floor, which he used to wipe his dick and wipe the cum off her stomach. I wanted another turn, so I moved down from her face and kept her in the same position she had been in and shoved my dick back into her pussy, which was sopping wet from her juices, mixed with some of my buddies. After a few minutes, I told her I was about to come. With her hand, she showed me where she wanted it. She touched her hand to her face and opened her mouth, which I believe is a universal symbol for shoot it all over my face. I pulled out and quickly, and acrobatically, I believe, maneuvered myself over her face and unloaded my cum all over her face and mouth, collecting some on her tongue as well. I must have shot about 4 huge ropes of cum and the pillows surrounding her head. After I finished, I leaned back against the wall, breathing heavy, my heart rate slowly coming back down. She had a hand lightly rubbing my balls, her tongue licking around my cockhead. I looked over at my roommate and smirked. We both looked back at her. I started to laugh a bit, and the three of us all fell into a fit of laughter at what had just gone down. We all cleaned up and went to sleep. The next day, I woke up with a few different feelings going through my mind. I felt guilty because I officially still had a girlfriend, even though I knew that it wasn't going to last. I felt like a motherfucking rock star. I also felt uncomfortable with my roommate for a bit. After a few hours later, I got a call from my girlfriend back home, and she immediately asked me if I had cheated on her. What the fuck? I denied it immediately, but she kept asking and accused me of having sex with the girl that cooks for you all. I kept denying it because I was terrified at the same time. I had a mole in my organization. I remember telling my roommates later that day about what she said on the phone. I said, "Can you believe she immediately accused me of cheating?" He laughed and said, "Well, you did." I replied, "Yeah, but there's no way she could have known that." Spoiler alert, we ended up breaking up, which I expected anyway. But years later, we found each other on Facebook, and she admitted that she made that cheating story up because she just wanted to convince herself I was cheating to make it easier on her. We never got back together, but I'm still freaked out with how her made-up cheating story about me was actually true. Dawn. Well, hello, Dawn. And first of all, that's Back to the Future. Any one of them, actually. And two, pro bone. I never knew what the pro bone position was. I actually had to stop and look it up. First, get this. Imagine this. The first link was Pornhub. Not a definition, Pornhub. So there you go. But if I had to explain it and I have not watched a video, but I just can see the clips. I have another position I absolutely love. It's where you lay completely flat, ladies. Maybe you're kind of up on your arms, but not, you know, your tits are still on the bed. And he's fucking that way. That, yeah. And sometimes they're like keeping your head down too, which, by the way, if you're trying to fuck in a bed that has the memory foam, allow a little breathing space there because, you know, memory foam, you just kind of sink into it. So I've heard that if you kind of, ladies, put your hand under your chin, if you like have it to the side and kind of put your hand there, it kind of it leaves like an air pocket that brings in fresh air. Just letting you know, someone told me that once and I thought, you know, I never thought of that. But fucking in a memory foam bed, it kind of, you actually have to work harder so you burn more calories. So if you're looking to burn some more calories because you ate too much the other day or had too much chocolate that week, ladies, that's a good thing too because you don't get that bounce back. Here I am telling you about beds. So side note, when I went to look for beds the other day for my apartment, I was looking and there's sometimes I'm flirty and mouthy and sometimes it just comes out of my mouth without thinking. This is one of those latter times. So it just kind of came out of my mouth and the guys were showing me a bed and he was like, "Well, what kind of bed do you like?" And I'm like, and I remember he showed me, I'm short. And if you've ever met me, you know, I'm short. He showed me this really tall bed and it was on a really tall foundation. It had the mattress and the box springs. And then of course it had the bed frame, right? And the bed frame was really tall on top of that. I could barely get into it because I'm 5'2", right? So I remember telling the gentleman showing me the bed. I said, "Look, I don't want to do Cirque du Soleil to get into bed. I'd rather do Cirque du Soleil while I'm in bed with my lover." And yeah, the man turned 7 shades of red. And that's the last thing I said. I wasn't flirting with him. I was being honest, you know? So I was going to say when we were looking at mattresses, I wanted a combo because at least I had the nice comfy bed, but I also had the nice spring back when I'm on top, but I decided not, and it wasn't the time or place. So I left his blushiness under my last comment and just capped it right there. So there you go. That's what I said, in a furniture place without looking at mattresses. You can borrow it if you want. Ladies and gentlemen, I did have a note at the top of this one that said, I swear it wasn't me. So that's the note. Because as I've told you before, Darcy leaves me little notes on the top of each confession, like his thoughts. And I don't mind sharing it because I laughed because, yeah, that's, I'm going to leave that right there because I can only tell you snip bits about him. He's asked, but that one I will tell you. He's like, no, I'm not in it. But I'm very, very glad at this time. He was very, very on point of saying he wasn't in it because this says him all over it. I absolutely would have told him the next morning, are you sure this wasn't you? This, I so would have said this. Absolutely. If you were in a position, not necessarily in the military, but in a position like this, where you're hanging out with your friends, no matter what any age, one of them's a woman, and you guys are flirty and the same scenario, however you want to arrange it, right? And you find out she's okay with fucking your friend. Do you bring your friend in for a threesome? Could you have a threesome with your bestie? Nope. I'm going to say that right now. Absolutely fuck no. Could not. Absolutely no. Because one, I'm very selfish. Two, nope. Three, no, I couldn't. With a stranger? No. I don't know. Depending on the circumstances. There you go. So that's a no for me. But what about you? Could you have a threesome with your bestie or bro or whatever you want to call him or just a friend and indulge in it? And if you had a wonderful time, would you do it again? That I'm really curious about. Let me know. I think this is a perfect place to stop for the day. I want to thank you again for joining me. Don't forget, Crazy Summer Nights is coming up. I do believe day passes are available. There's a small hotel in town that you can stay at and you can go in for the day passes. So let me know if you're interested and I'll find out the details there. Staying at the site, it has been sold out for months. And unfortunately, I don't think anybody's backed out. I will let you know ASAP. I have not decided if I'm going. One, I'm on a waiting list to get off. That's the complete honest of it right now. I'm on a waiting list to get off. So I don't know if I'm going to come, ha ha ha, later tonight I will. But to the party, I'm not sure yet. But I'm definitely going to try to make at least the one in August, but the June one, I'm not sure. And in closing, hello, lover. Why don't we come try out this bed? You know, I did say I would do some acrobatics in it. You know, Cirque du Soleil? We can make our own little dirty little circus. What do you think? I really want to know. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous weekend.